Practicing techniques that narrow your chance of error will dramatically improve your scores. Dave Pelz has spent many years compiling data on every shot imaginable, from distance wedges, pitching and chipping, to sand plays and trouble shots. From his research, Dave has developed the basic fundamentals that ensure better scoring. Listen to this book and then practice the shots you learn. You will enjoy new skills that impress your playing partners and lower your scores. I have experienced an improved short game every time I have worked with Dave. I think everyone who works with the information in this book will improve his or her ability to score too. I could not have won my second U.S. Open without Dave Pelz. He has improved my scoring game, and I know he can help you too. Introduction. I didn't call this book the Short Game Bible. It's my Short Game Bible, Dave Pelz's Short Game Bible. I make that distinction because it is the work in progress record of my research, what I understand about the game, and how I teach the short game of golf. This book is not intended to say everything about the short game and all of its shots, or to convert golfers to any particular theory or method of play. My Short Game Bible contains my research on how the game is being played and my thoughts on how it can be played better, that is, how golfers can shoot lower scores. My intent is to help golfers improve, to help them develop their scoring ability, to help them become better players, and to enjoy the game more. I believe scoring and self-improvement are what the game is all about. The challenge to each golfer's ability to post a score is the very essence of the game. In this regard, I have been doing research for years on how and why golfers shoot the scores they do. Some time ago, I established the Pelz Golf Institute, creating a medium for all my testing, results, thoughts, and questions regarding the playing of the game. The Institute was founded to conduct research for the good of the game. Its purpose is not to discover clubs to drive the ball farther or to make equipment better in any way. Rather, the goal of the Institute is to discover, understand, and develop better ways to teach golfers to play and enjoy the game. This book comes straight from the Institute. It relates the short game as it is taught in my scoring game schools, so it may seem different from other golf instruction books. That's because it is different. This book focuses as much on understanding as it does on technique, because our research has shown that golfers learn faster and better if they learn both why and how at the same time. While the traditional instruction you expect is all here, it may be in a different place than you expect or couched in slightly different terms. I encourage you to listen to the book as you find it and see if you don't quickly internalize the concepts and improve your short game shortly thereafter. Please take a few seconds to consider the following. Has it ever occurred to you that golf balls are better balanced today, flying farther and straighter and spinning better than ever before by measurable amounts? Drivers are lighter and stronger, irons are better balanced, and shafts are lighter and more flexible in the right places than ever before by measurable amounts. Greens are smoother, faster, better maintained, and they roll more smoothly than ever before, by measurable amounts. Tour professionals hit longer, straighter, and better shots, hole more putts, and shoot lower scores than ever before, by measurable amounts. They are so much better that most tournament courses have to be toughened up to keep the pros from shooting regularly in the 50s. And yet, the average score of the average American golfer has not gone down in the last 30 years. It's true. Even though average golfers are hitting their longest ever drives on their local courses, yes, the Big Bertha titanium phenomenon is real, they still aren't shooting lower scores. One of my goals in publishing this book is to change that. My Short Game Bible